The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
A foggy day in London town had me low, had me down. I view the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Suddenly I saw you there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Good morning, good morning. A foggy day.
Foggy day.
Swing it out.
In London town.
It's a cuckoo day, baby.
It had me low, and it also had me down. I looked at the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. That's a great version, Frank. Frank and Al, that's a great version. And Al, thanks for putting that on, for crying out loud. I don't know. Where'd you find that? From where?
Justin put it together. Yeah,
Justin, this is the man. Very nice. I know this tune. Very well done.
You know, foggy day, London town. Got issues in London.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, good morning. You can see all the stuff hanging out in the studio. We are here. Al is here. Frank is here. Joe is here. We are streaming. We are Facebooking. And we are on YouTube. And it's nice to have you with us on AM970TheAnswer.com. Joe, back. I am back. I'm telling you, I can feel the jet lag, you know. And I can also feel the when you're on the road and doing live stuff, it's like it's do or die. You know, it's like, okay, you ready? The show's going on, and you go up, and it's kind of an exhilarating feeling. We're back to the ground. They had me out. They put me to work already. Oh, I tell you what, I came hit the station and we hit the ground running here, because it's not you think we just come on the air and then we just go home, don't you? I know what you're thinking. You go on the air, you think, well, they only work 4 hours a day, as my ex would say. You only work 4 hours a day. Great. You go, no, it's not that. There are meetings and there are other things we had to do. And so I am doing my grunt work this week. Am I holding up okay? It's all right. A little sweaty in here. It's very warm in the studio, which is good for me to say that. So, and look at this. I got to show you something else before we get started. And yes, there's news, and I can't make any sense of it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. I don't know if I could get this, George, but look at these, my new Bugatti socks.
Wow.
How about those socks, guys? Come on.
Nice. Matching your necktie.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Now, those are Bugatti. That's the Italian, which I wish they were made in America, which I could tell you they're made in America. I don't know socks that are made in America. Actually, wigwam socks or Uggams or something like that are made in America. So these are not, but I apologize for that. But they are like the Bugatti Italian socks that I've got about today. Hey, Joe on the radio. Michael Caputo's going to join us. You know, Michael's a Republican strategist, former communications advisor to the Trump campaign. Peter Strzok got fired. About time this guy got whacked, right? I mean, get this guy out of there. I'm amazed he hung out. Does he get his pension and welfare? Now he's got a GoFundMe campaign going on. Are you serious? This guy, it should be, I wish we had a shot of that. Al's trying to scoff down his breakfast. I am so sorry. Al, you devoured it. Al, you want to take a half hour and just grab breakfast?
No. I had to order breakfast the last 2 days because I'm taking off the rest of the week. You're welcome for your breakfast, by the way.
I stepped back for a second.
No, I don't want any money.
I mean, it's okay.
I'm happy to pay for it the last 2 days.
Did you pay for my breakfast this morning?
Yesterday.
Oh, and yesterday you did too? No, I will not allow that.
No, absolutely
not. And he's left money for tomorrow's breakfast.
No, I did not.
Just in case.
Did you want? Is it going to be a 3-hour breakfast this morning? Can we take time? Huh?
Might be. By the way, in response to your question about Peter Strzok, he may be forfeiting his pension.
Here.
I don't want any money.
I have tipped more
people. Your money is not good with me.
I have tipped more people over the last week and a half. If I looked at how much people I teach.
Kirk to Enterprise. Beam him up.
Oh, this is why. why. You said, Joe, I will pay for your breakfast because you have the authentic beamer upper.
And you spent more than enough on this thing, so it's my pleasure.
Did I leave the price tag?
Yeah, you did leave the price tag.
I did. Yeah, it's pretty expensive, though, for that.
Yeah. When you handed it to me, you almost handed it to me with the price tag looking forward. So you're like, this is what I got you. Here. Enjoy.
He underlines the price tag.
Right.
It was in red. I highlighted it with yellow. No, that was it.
Yeoman Rand, bring Piscopo breakfast.
Okay. That's great. Al, really, I don't want you to have to pay for
no,
that.
No, I don't want your money.
Okay. Doesn't the station pay for this?
No.
Oh, yeah. I have to stay in a hotel room.
This is the Cthulhu Fund. But in answer to your response about Peter Strzok, I believe
fund
he does.
Me for breakfast.
Right. I believe he forfeits his pension for being fired.
That's what I have to do. GoFundMe for a car service? And for breakfast.
Well, why is
it
paying for breakfast? Just get French toast.
You know what,
though? GoFundMe for French toast.
Honestly, I think Joe's breakfast / car fund is a much more worthy use of spending money than giving Peter Strzok money.
Right.
I mean,
the audacity of the guy. Did he start the GoFundMe?
Either he or an aide of his.
Maybe his wife.
Yeah, no, it's inexcusable.
Oh, no, he does not.
It is inexcusable.
No,
and now, look, a car crash
didn't stop him from cavorting with Lisa Page.
Right.
And you know what? If Donald Trump wasn't president, that guy still would be going and running rampant like that. The deep state would be running amok. I'm sorry.
They made the right move.
How many other Peter Strzoks are out there?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But also, why should he get his pension?
Al, don't waste time talking about pertinent issues.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Finish your sandwich.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, honey.
It's over there.
The question that a lot of folks may wonder about is why not just wait till the commercial to eat your meal?
Because I'm hungry. And the camera's on Joe. It's not on me. Right. But now
he knows that I usually do a 15-20-minute open.
Right.
But because I just have a silly mood today.
Shoving an egg sandwich in my mouth.
The dinner you were at last night.
I don't smack my lips like some other people.
Just wrapped up. So you just came in from that dinner. Didn't have an opportunity to prepare.
Right. Exactly. Well, we're off the rails. 12 minutes in.
They're still there. Actually. They're still there.
They're just ordering entrees.
One more espresso. Just one more.
I'm telling you, I dropped
the air conditioning down.
I'm like Rodney. I'll tell you, it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. I'm all right. Oh, Peter Strzok should be not getting allowed to get a GoFundMe, but I guess it's a free country, right? Arthur Idala is going to be with us. We love Arthur. He'll be here. We'll talk about Arthur with this Manafort trial that wrapped up. And then David Burke. Well, I'm so excited. See, that's, I think, why I'm a little askew this morning. David had a great event at the Woodpecker. He has these great events at his Woodpecker restaurant every now and then. I got invited, but I couldn't get away because we had another dinner and had a great dinner. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But we had a great dinner, but I couldn't get away to David. So I feel guilty because David's a great sponsor. He's a great guy. We love him. He's a very talented guy. He'll be here 8:00 live showing his beautiful cuisine that he always does so well. I didn't get over to the Woodpecker. Did you go last night?
No, I wasn't invited. I was told by David's people that I was invited, and then sure enough, I went back and looked at my email. But I had plans.
You didn't get an email?
I had plans in Queens yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Jeannie Zeno. We're going to talk everything politics with the brilliant Dr. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College and a senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics. We love Jeannie. Kevin McCullough. You know Kevin, 5:00 on AM 970, The Answer. Did a great job on Fox yesterday. They keep him there he's on there like 2 hours. They keep going back and forth, Kevin and somebody else, which is very, very formidable, you know. You got to hang out there like that over at Fox. So Kevin will be here live in the studio. And Johnny Tobacco, who we love. Johnny is what a personality, CEO of the Token Team. You never know what's going to happen with John, but he'll be on in the 9:00 hour. And your phone call is always at 877-970-2999. So we go to dinner last night. And it was great, and it was nice, and we met a new guy, Phil. We'll tell you all about that as we move along. And Frank was there, and our boss, Jerry, was there. So that was great, because I got to catch up, because I've been away. So then one gal there that our buddy Phil brings in is a business associate. She tells us a story. I couldn't believe it. She gave away, she has a coworker. And I'm going to bring her on. We got to bring her on the air. The story's too riveting not to bring her on the air. And we're going to talk about all the things that are happening. There's some primaries that are happening today as well. But this was wild. So she has a coworker who needs a kidney. Listen to me, guys. So the coworker needs a kidney, right? Coworker. not family member, not a significant other, not husband, wife, or anything like that. So she goes, oh, they do a test, like they have to go test and do blood tests? Perfect match. What are the odds of that? A 100% perfect match. She gives the guy her kidney.
Wow.
Gives the guy her kidney.
Wow.
Frank.
Yeah, you know, I...
Would you ever?
I would. I mean, depending on the coworker.
So I sat at the table. I said, you know, I think Five Boroughs was going to give his liver away.
Right.
Were you going to give your liver away?
Well, a portion of it. You can't give the whole thing away. You need some of it.
You could give a little, and then
yeah,
it kind of grows
back. Yeah, but my friend who needed the liver, fortunately got one, his liver was too far gone that my liver would have been good for a child, but not necessarily for another adult. So
because of your alcohol content in the liver?
They didn't say that. But no, I know, I've met this woman, Danielle Johnson.
Danielle Johnson. How do you know her?
Well, in Staten Island, we all know each other.
Yeah, she's a Staten Island girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And she came to live. And I started to say, now I'm feeling really guilty because I don't know that I'd ever give my kidney away. You know, so what do you want? That's a joke. You know, what do you want, my kidney?
Well, John Terolosi, who buys us breakfast from time to time, he gave his brother-in-law his kidney.
He did. You're right. Oh, I feel so guilty. Would you give your body organ away?
It depends. On who. That's why I always maintain good relations with my half siblings,
I said to this lovely gal, Danielle, I said, so the coworker, you know, now you got one up on this guy. If he doesn't agree with anything, or if you go, oh, will you go get me the coffee? And then he looks at you, he goes, you want coffee? Go, excuse me, you have my kidney, get my coffee. I mean, you know, it's
the best was the old DA in Staten Island prior to Dan Donovan, Bill Murphy, he needed a kidney. A guy that worked in his office, one of his assistant district attorneys gave him his kidney.
Oh,
the best, though, is when Bill...
I would never.
Bill retired.
Forgive me.
Bill retired, and the guy that gave him his kidney didn't even get to run for his...
He didn't. That was it.
He didn't even get
I
to
gave
run
you my kidney. You didn't. Don't even have me run.
He's a judge now, though.
Well, that's good. Anyway, I thought that was so interesting, right? That you're going to give away a body. And then she goes, you know, when you say, I'll donate my organs, I really do have this fear. She goes, this is an unwarranted fear. When you're, God forbid, something happens, and all of a sudden you're in an accident, and you're on the side of the road, and then the EMT goes, ooh, look, we can get organs from this guy. Let's let him go, because we got free organs. No, is that right? And you know what the market, going market on the black market for a kidney is? $270,000.
You're kidding. I'm giving. Well, so do you think...
my ex is now subpoenaing my kidney.
Do you people should be able to sell their organs?
No.
Like, should I be able to, if I'm healthy?
You should have the... Don't women sell their... Like,
they do. I know someone that did that, you know. But should you be able to sell a kidney if you want?
It's your body, and if you want to sell it,
because currently you can't in America.
I know. Now, why is that now?
I think there's ethical concerns. You know, the people... I don't know.
You're giving a kidney. You're giving
just
a kidney.
But the first part of what you said,
make some bucks off it.
Yeah,
but it should be tax free. Should be tax free.
Well, then
a tax free kidney. Am I right or wrong? Because you know.
But I mean, obviously, you would give an organ to any of your children. I don't even have to ask you that. I know that goes without being said. But who else?
I think I have
beyond
already.
Your five children. Would you give a kidney or an organ to anyone else?
To anyone else?
Anyone else? Anyone
in this room? You mean?
No, anyone else.
I would.
Period.
Is there? It's a question we ask you at 877-970-2999 early this morning.
Taking the fifth.
I don't think I would. I don't think I could. That's what Jerry and I were. We were amazed. This lovely gal, and she looks great and healthy. She gave a kidney away.
That's amazing.
I don't think that I would.
But just in terms of that fear, Joe, about hospitals letting you die in order to harvest your organs,
they do.
Which a lot
I heard
of
that they do.
I don't
they
think
wait
that's
for you.
True because so
they
much
have a scanner.
So much of a hospital's ratings are based on the mortality rate. So if everyone's showing up to a hospital to die, you get a low ranking. So they do whatever they can to save you.
Yeah, you're right. No, I understand. But would you give your
I'm an organ donor. Always have. And New York is one of the last states in the country for organ donation.
Then I looked at this lovely gal. I go, gosh, now I should give my kidney away. I should worry that I'm going to give my body parts away. She goes, oh, well, there's an age limit. Well, thank you. So she was looking at me as she said that.
Wow.
I know. Thank you.
All right, then.
So I said,
that's when you should have ended the dinner.
That's when I should have walked the dinner. That's still going on, by the way. I should have walked away and said, thank you. So apparently, I think I'm above the age limit, I hope.
Fingers crossed. Get a fake ID if you're not.
Fake ID. Hey, so Eddie, we're off and running. So, listen, hotly contested gubernatorial primary races. Why would I get to the news? Silly me. Across the country could make history today. Look, Republicans hope to continue to erode Democratic control. I'm reading from Fox News here of New England governorships, and progressives look to nominate. Listen to me when I tell you this. Nominate the nation's first ever transgender candidate to a state's highest office. Why is this even a story? Why is this a, is that her, is it her? It's a her? That, who knows? It's a transgender. This is what they're running on the Democratic Party. This is all they got. I'm a transgender. Vote for me. Makes a lot of sense. And by the way, love all transgenders. Have no animus toward any transgender. But I mean, to use that as your platform to run for office, maybe not. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio, Michael Caputo is going to bring us some very, very vital information in about 20 minutes. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Hey, Deb, so I don't have to ask because you're an angel. You are a saint. You would give away any organ in your body to anybody who asked, wouldn't you, Deb?
Not to anybody, no. No, like you were saying, like I think Frank said that he's an organ donor, but that's after you're gone. I'm saying when you're alive, right, and you want to give to somebody else.
Yeah, this guy gave her kidney.
I know, that's
kidney,
amazing.
To a coworker.
That's amazing.
I mean, you know, and you got it. They got to go in. I think they did it laparoscopically, so that wasn't too bad, you know what I mean? But still, you're... I don't know that
you're down a kidney.
You're down a kidney. Exactly.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it's a big sacrifice.
So me and Jerry are there in total amazement. You know?
Like staring. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah. No, God bless her. I don't know. Wow. I don't know that I would. I don't know.
And maybe if it's a family member, like
no,
Frank
definitely
said.
Family member, like kids,
kid,
or something like
yeah,
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But not your next door. Not your coworker. Oh, I need a kidney. Okay. Well, let me.
Well, maybe if it's Frank or Al or Joe. Yeah, you know, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. The morning team, or the morning team.
Or Jerry Crowley, you know, somebody close.
Now you're pandering to boss. Now you're pandering.
Phil Boyce.
That's what I should have said at dinner. You know, Jerry, if you ever need a kidney, baby, I am there for you.
I'm there for you, Jerry.
I got my kidney. Here's my kidney. Hey, here's my kidney.
Take it now. Take it now in case you need it. Can we pass that
knife? I don't want a raise. I don't want a car. I don't want a hotel room. Take my kidney.
Next thing you know, you'll have a plane. You'll have a private plane.
Yeah. I don't think so. But 6:21, Deb, how we doing out there this morning? AM 970, The Answer. Hi.
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's go over to the Goat Trail. That's over by the Bear Mountain Bridge. It's an accident out by the scenic overlook. Looks like an overturned car over there, so please steer clear of that one. Let's see what else is happening. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly inbound. GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland about 10 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway North at 124 with an accident cleared. And the Cross Bronx West heavy traffic out toward 3rd Avenue. Eastbound BQE by the LIE disabled truck cleared. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Watch for more thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion. Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
Hey, Piscopo, in the morning. By the way, we were at Giardino d'Oro last night. I had a great meal there, Frankie, yesterday. I had the bronzino.
You always get the bronzino.
I know, but it was really great. I mean, it was great. And then I had gnocchi made. I mean, you know, I mean, we love Michael's of Brooklyn. If we go to Brooklyn, I go to Brooklyn. That's my, of course, our Italian restaurant that we love. But Giardino d'Oro, the guys over there, Benny, do a great job over there. I tell you, the gnocchi was great and the bronzino was
great.
And
if you ever need to clear your sinuses, those peppers that they put on the table.
See, I didn't even go there last night. I should have done that.
I can't
that,
resist.
You know?
Each time I go there, I know how hot it's going to be, but I think I can handle it each time.
I know.
I can't.
I lost my appetite after the kidney conversation.
I understand.
Then we start trading off surgery stories. Jerry's going, you know, I got cut all the way down the front. I'm going, okay, great. Can I tell you about my thyroid? So it was like one of those dinners. But it was great. But Giardino d'Oro did a great job last night.
Yeah, great place.
Hey, we're going on our cruise. We're going on a station cruise. And that is like in September. And you know what? This is too. If you're listening and you're thinking of advertising, just say you're advertising. Even if you don't advertise, just so you can go on the cruise. Because we open up the cruise. Franz Tuccia Class, who do a spectacular, stellar job when they put you on this beautiful, beautiful yacht. Goes around Manhattan, where you see the Brooklyn Bridge and the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. I love going with Franz Tuccia Class. But you know, they bake the bread right there on the boat. The food, the cuisine is second to none. I will be performing because I am the monkey. Joe, get up and do Sinatra. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm going to get one of those little caps with the organ grinder. Joe, go do your monkey trick. Go do Sinatra. And of course, I'm happy to do it. But I'm telling you, if you think we'd love for you to be part of the family, because all of our sponsors, all of the pastors from WMCA, the Mission, our sister station, come on this cruise. We have a blast. And I actually look forward to this. A lot of these things you don't look forward to. We really have a great time. And so it's something for you to think about if indeed you want to impress somebody for a birthday, a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, or just a corporate party. This is the ultimate corporate party. Call Franz Tuccia Class. She's got a fleet of yachts. They are Coast Guard certified. They are fully insured, and you could see the options for what kind of cuisine you want. This is the ultimate way to impress somebody. And by the way, if you want to ask somebody to get married, Frankie, this is what you got to do. You got to go on Franz Tuccia Class. Drop to a knee in front of the Statue of Liberty. Boom! Boom! They'll never say no. They'll never say no, I'm telling you. So talk to a friend. It's Franz Tuccia Class today. It's 212-385. I did not get a reaction from Mr. Morano on that. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or please check this out. This is the ultimate event, the way to go on with Franz Tuccia Class. If you go to FranzTucciaClass.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Did you go to concert last night?
No, tonight.
You going to is Chef Burke on with you? Yeah. Ah, look at you hanging with Chef Burke. Look at that. Yeah. I feel so guilty. I should have been at the Woodpecker. Because I tell you, it was Shelley Goldberg emails me. Joe, at the last minute, as I'm on my way to another dinner with, by the way, great guy. I'll tell you about it now. I don't want to leak it now, but a great sponsor that will come on the show, and with the gal that gave her kidney away, we should put her on. That was a very inspiring story. And then Shelley said, oh, Mary Lou Henner's on Broadway, and they would like you at the show. This I found out like 2 minutes before I went over to Giardino d'Oro. So Mary Lou's on Broadway. We'll have to check that out. Oh, and David Burke is having, and I saw David on Instagram. He had an event at the Woodpecker, and we love David. I should have gone there and didn't go. So you know what I got to do? I got to have somebody like, I need a handler, like I had at the Star Trek convention. Can we get a hand? Can we afford a handler at the station?
No.
That's done.
That's why they get
I can't
a handler.
Get breakfast. I can't get
so
breakfast.
Why you get a handler at the Star Trek convention? Because they make that much money that they're able to pay for a handler.
They have the because I need a handler saying, no, Joe, okay, Joe's got to leave now because he's got to go up to David Burke's and then go visit Mary Lou Henner.
I saw you giving an autograph away for free after the show yesterday.
Yeah,
that's
really.
Handler money.
$60.
Man, that's amazing. I still feel guilty about that.
Yeah.
People in front of you, and they're going, hey, can I have an autograph? And I'm going, sure. And the handler goes, oh, excuse me. Very nice. Nice, classy, best event ever. this Star Trek convention, you're gonna have to go buy a ticket. And the guy goes, "How much is the ticket?" She goes, $60. And I go, and I'm so uncomfortable because I want to just, here, just take my autograph, man. I don't care. He goes, "No, $60. So he goes, "Okay." The guy goes and buys a $60 ticket, comes back, gives a ticket. So I spend time, I talk. Right. I'm giving the guy my kidney. I'm giving him my kidney for $60.
Was it an autograph or a picture?
No, a picture at all. They have specialized pictures, by the way.
Right.
It ain't just that. That's probably why they charge, because it's specialized copyrighted pictures from the Star Trek episodes that you're not allowed to get.
Oh, I see. Me with Data.
Me,
so,
you know.
So it's not an 8x10 glossy.
As the hologram. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
it's not an 8x10 glossy of you now. It's one of...
Exactly.
Gotcha.
That you can't find. And,
that makes sense.
It's collectors.
Like I said, these people are completists. They want every single thing that they could possibly get. If you even touched Star Trek, if you were on the, if Frank walked on the set for a minute, they would want his autograph.
I'm surprised you got that reverse mirror image thing. You got that immediately when I took a picture.
Oh, it's a great episode. One of the best episodes.
Yeah. Because they had a full exhibit of the mirror image of the Enterprise.
That's great.
So, see, I didn't understand that.
The mirror universe.
Mirror universe,
beard.
Right.
And then they had like this little cage that would hold you
prisoner.
The agonizer
booth.
These guys know. Yeah. It's hysterical. It was the agonizer booth.
That's right.
And people, it was so funny. People
go in and they go,
But you see what you just did? Yeah. People would go in my age and they would act that out. Yeah. Okay, ready? Take the picture. And they go,
Awesome. See, when I was at one of the comic conventions, they had the captain's chair from Star Trek Discovery. You go in and take a picture of it, and it was a green screen. They would put the Star Trek background around you after they took the picture.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. So it felt like you were on
the
ship.
And there's some other thing. Oh, and then they had those little furry balls. You remember those
Tribbles?
Another
classic episode.
You are going. If I have to pay for it, you are going to the next.
I met the writer of that episode, Trouble.
No,
Tribbles,
you're
at
kidding
the Star
me.
Trek convention here in New York.
Oh, David Turner
last year. Yeah, great.
Why don't they do it in New York? That would be awesome.
They should.
I think it's the expense of doing it in New York City. It's much more expensive than doing it in a place like Vegas.
I
think it's just cost prohibitive.
So one thing I tweeted the 6:31, and we'll get to the news. Trust me, we'll get to the news. But everything's okay, you know. And the president's going to give $700 billion to the military, which I support. He was at Fort Drum yesterday and said he's going to support the military. And I think it's that's the one thing I don't mind my taxpayer dollar going to. But when we were at the Rio, they had a zip line that went from one tower of the Rio to the other tower. Zip line. I saw this thing. And then you just strap in one strap.
Yeah.
And then you go above, high above Vegas, and they zip you to the one thing. Zipping.
Cool. That sounds cool.
Zip. Kenny Corey Apple. Zip. And I'm not going on that. And thank God, my son. Thank God for Mikey. Mikey, you want to go on that zip line? Because with your kids, you'll do two things. You'll go on the zip line, you'll give away a kidney. Thank God my son doesn't need neither.
I would have went on that.
No, you would have gone on the zip line?
I did the stratosphere. I did the roller coaster.
You went on
the stratosphere.
No way.
On the outside.
Awesome. Albert, you can't.
Heart is beating like 100 miles an hour.
You go, because they stop. It goes over where the out... You know, we're the end of the building, so you're hanging. No way. Yeah. There's no way.
And then they had the reverse bungee jump is on the roof.
Which is awesome. You didn't do that.
I did that too.
You bungee jumped?
Yeah.
Al, no offense. Right?
I know. I'm a little fat. I understand. You thought the rope wouldn't hold and it would break, but it did. It held for me.
Where do you hang when you come to the end of your bungee jump?
Well, they shoot you up and you come back down again.
So, but the bottom is like the street.
Yeah. No, you're not on the street.
No, but you're hanging above that.
Then they pull you back up.
Were you nuts, man?
Well, at that time, yes.
I'd rather give a kidney away.
I was with my brother.
Would you jump off that? Would you do that?
I would, but I don't really have a big need to.
Thank you. I'd rather get
If somebody said, "Hey, we'll pay $5,000 to go bungee jumping." Absolutely.
Happy to do it.
It was a bachelor party. It was a bachelor party for my wife's brother. And we all went out to Vegas. It was six of us. My father-in-law was with us, too. And we're doing all the roller coasters
Are you
stuff
talking to those people? Do
yeah,
you still
I talk
keep
to them. Yes.
Communication?
It's early, though. It's only 6:30. Wait till the end of the job.
But it was the whole point of the bachelor party was to do roller coasters. So it was anything like Daredevil type of stuff we would go and do. Except for my younger brother-in-law rented a Porsche and a Ferrari, unbeknownst to my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay. And my father-in-law, we came back from lunch and he saw the cars and he goes, "I know who that is." He walked in and saw my brother-in-law and said, "Give me the keys." We took the Ferrari and took off towards California.
I'd rather do 200 miles an hour in a desert road than go on that.
Six shift.
Yeah.
We had it in six, doing about 180.
Yeah, now that, I know it's illegal, but I would do that before I jumped off any building. 633 with Joe on the radio with Frank and Al. Great to have you with us, and it's great to be back. And I love you for listening. AM 970, The Answer. And by the way, you can watch us on YouTube and on, what do we got, Facebook and YouTubing and doing all the streaming that we do on AM970TheAnswer.com. So, yeah, Peter Strzok, the guy gets fired. He has the gall to start a GoFundMe. Campaign on Twitter. Now, in my mind, this guy should be blocked from Twitter. Roger Stone's blocked from Twitter and Strzok's not. You explain that to me, please. And also, there's a apparently that was a possible terror attack in outside the parliament. There was a car crash and they got the guy, but you know, what a surprise that is, right? And by the way, the Northeast Flash Flood Watch continues. Please be careful, because in my neck of the woods in Essex County, in Passaic County, around that area in Jersey, I don't know why it keeps flooding. It keeps flooding, and we're thinking about you. And give us a call if you need anything. But there have been some massive floods around that area, and there is still a Flash Flood Watch in effect, okay? And Omarosa, I don't even want to deal with it. You know, I feel she's recording the President of the United States. She's recording General Kelly. She's recording. And it's not apparently a federal crime. You go into the Situation Room, and I was there. When I went there with our buddy Joe Borelli, took me and Arthur there. Arthur's coming up later in the show. And we went in, and you see this vault. And I said, what is that? Oh, that's the interrogation room. That's the, what's the technical term for it? The room where Omarosa was in.
The Situation Room.
It's like if there's, God forbid, a terror attack, that's where they go. Is that right?
Right. I mean, that's where.
That's where they got Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's recording in that room? How could you bring a recorder in that room? And I saw it. You could look at it from the outside. It was like, it's scary. So we'll make all sense of it today, okay? And you're always welcome to call at 877-970-2999. David Burke, Dr. Jeannie Zeno, Kevin McCullough, Johnny Tobacco, Arthur Idala, Simon Owen reporting live from London in the 7 o'clock hour. And always your phone calls at 877-970-2999. Michael Caputo's coming up momentarily. And you know you're listening. We appreciate you. You know how much I listen? I appreciate you listening. You know how much I appreciate? I would give you my kidney. If you call and you ask me, and then we got a call, and I saw my call board, and they said it's Fred from the Bronx, needs a kidney. I forget about it. I am so there.
You hear that, E. Frank?
Oh, boy.
636, Joe on the radio. We're coming right back with Michael Caputo. Right now, Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
73 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio signing legislation this afternoon, capping the number of Uber, Lyft, and other ride-hail vehicles in New York City. It's a first for a U.S. city with no new licenses to be issued for the next 12 months while the Taxi and Limousine Commission studies the effectiveness of the policy in reducing traffic congestion. The only exception will be for Ubers and other app-based cars that are wheelchair accessible. The mayor will also sign a bill establishing a minimum pay rate for drivers. And residents in Little Fall are still dealing with the aftermath of the recent flooding that has devastated some township homes and properties. Several residents have been displaced, as NBC4 reports that 190 homes have been reported damaged, while 32 are considered uninhabitable. A state of emergency remains in place, and problems with gas and electricity are becoming an issue. Governor Murphy visited Little Falls yesterday to survey the damage and gave thanks to first responders and volunteers who have been helping with the recovery effort. In sports, Jacob DeGrom got his record to 500 as the Mets handled the Yankees 8-5 in the Bronx in a makeup game. DeGrom pitched into the seventh inning, striking out 12 to move to 7-7. The Mets hit five home runs, including two off Luis Severino, who took the loss. Severino has allowed 11 bombs in his last seven starts to see his ERA rise to 3.27. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. New Jersey Transit reporting 6 canceled trains this morning. Positive train control. Also a suspension on the N train right now due to a stalled train at Lexington Ave, 63rd. N train service suspended between Queens Plaza and 57th. We're going to keep an eye on that. Also, Uptown F train delays with signal problems. Inbound side of the GWB still holding out to a 15-minute delay. Lincoln 25, Holland 15, Garden State Park way south at 145, a collision. And if you're taking a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike North, busy up by 13A. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on the Cross Bronx west out toward 3rd Avenue. Grand Central Parkway eastbound right by Utopia Parkway. Accident involving a motorcycle. All lanes now subject to closure. And you're still moving slowly as you head to the LIE West getting out toward Motor Parkway. Thunderstorms today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnerships and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
If you're paying too much for your health insurance, listen carefully. Due to recent changes in the law, you could be overpaying $500 or more per month on your health care. There are new, more affordable health care options with better coverage. These plans are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and now open to everyone. Health care options with better benefits costing 30 to 60% less than Obamacare plans and giving you the freedom to see almost any doctor or hospital in the country. Forbes calls this the health care plan that is saving families $20,000 a year. And over 1 million Americans have already taken advantage of this game-changing healthcare program. Call 800-239-7174 now to find out how much you'll save. Employers, you too can save 50% or more on group medical insurance with health sharing. Our licensed advisors can take away all the stress of finding the right plan for your needs and budget. Best of all, our service is free. This one call could be the best decision you make this year, so don't delay. Call now to see how much you can save. For your free quote, call 800-239-7174. That's 800-239-7174. 800-239-7174.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Michael Caputo is standing by. I wanted to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. You heard me mention about Michaels of Brooklyn. We love that Michael's been with us since day one. We are so proud of that. When Fred came over and Michael and Johnny, and they said, Joe, we want to advertise on your show. And they came on to AM 970, The Answer. And Jerry went over there, our boss, Jerry Crowley, and Mary went over there, our superstar sales gal. And now we have got such a beautiful relationship with Michael. I love the family. The family is great. But from just day one, this was a few years ago when they came on the show, and we don't take credit for it. It's just that the product is so great. Now they're all over the world. They're all over the world. Michael's of Brooklyn. And where is it? It emanates from Avenue R. Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York. And it is one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. So we're proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. We've been there since day one. We're proud that Fred and Johnny, Marianne and Michael thought enough of us to come to the station, come to the show, you know. And if you get a chance and you're in the area, if you're up in Connecticut, and yes, Connecticut, I know you're listening. People always go, Joe, you never say hi to Connecticut. Hello, Connecticut. And Long Island and Jersey, certainly, and in New York. You get a chance to get out to Avenue R. Nostrand. You'll experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America, according to the Food Network. But if you're in the store and you see on the shelf Michael's of Brooklyn, you got to take it home. Boom. It's going to be the best jarred sauce. You think you can't have great jarred sauce? You got to try Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and we're all over streaming, and streaming some more all around the world, actually, on AM970TheAnswer.com. Michael Caputo is a regular guest on the show. I'm always proud to bring Michael to the airwaves. He's a Republican strategist, former communications advisor to the Donald Trump campaign. Michael, welcome back to the show. How do we find you this morning, and how you doing, Mike?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a beautiful morning. And I'll tell you, those Michaels commercials always make me so hungry.
Well, you got to go, man. If you get out there, let us know. We'll get you out there.
I think Frankie Deep Dish, I'm supposed to be taking Frankie out to settle a bet. Maybe we go there.
You got it. Right. That's a great idea, Frankie Deep Dish, as Roger Stone calls him. It's great. Hey, Michael, so how are you? All good? All good in your life, man? Summer's been good for you, Michael Caputo?
I don't know if things are ever going to be good again for any of us until this whole bogus investigation is over. You know, my family's been through quite a lot, and it just doesn't seem to be slowing down. We're still getting death threats, and, you know, I'm pretty tired of it, frankly.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Where does that come? Where does that emanate from? Why does it keep going on? And as I travel the country, Michael, I have to tell you, because you really get into the Northeast Corridor head. You know what I mean, Michael? It's all about Washington and New York, but I travel the country. I just got off the road. Man, people are going, they don't even consider it. It's like a non-issue, this Russian probe situation and this whole Mueller investigation, but it just won't go away. It just won't go away. Now, you're telling me you're still getting ancillary effects from this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the other day, one of the congressional committees, by accident, sent a letter to one of my clients out of the blue.
Wow!
My client let me go. It's just they're out to destroy people, Joe.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing thing, you know. And these threats, they come from, I believe, mentally ill people. I mean, there are plenty of folks who are violent out there who are inclined to this kind of stuff, and I had to put somebody in jail last month. It just doesn't stop.
What'd you have to get? You had to get like a restraining order or something like that?
Yeah, I've had to do that twice. You know, it's just Trump derangement syndrome is what it is.
Yeah, and then you're out of there. You're on your own. You're with your beautiful family, and you're just trying to make a living, and the government won't let you do that. That is our greatest fear. Now, what is your reaction to the firing of Peter Strzok, Michael?
It's a great day for America and a wonderful day for my family. You know, Peter Strzok headed up the preliminary investigation of Donald Trump and the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
He was the one sending informants into the members of the Trump campaign, trying to set them up with bogus Russia collusion allegations. And in addition, this guy, I mean, even the Inspector General of the Department of Justice found that he was inclined to take action to stop Donald Trump from being president. Listen, they fired James Comey, fired McCabe, fired Strzok and his lover over there, the attorney at the FBI.
Yeah, Lisa
That's a
Page.
Good
yeah.
house cleaning, actually.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it isn't having the impact that it needs to have.
I know, but I bet you he gets his pension and welfare. Don't you think so?
You know what he needs? He needs to be investigated. He needs to be prosecuted. He needs to go to trial. And if he's guilty, he needs to go to jail because of what he was doing.
Yeah.
Peter Strzok was weaponizing the tools of the Department of Justice against the next president of the United States. We need to find out who was with him, what exactly he was doing, whether he had something to do with that lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya's visa, which allowed her to go to Trump Tower. There's a lot out there that smells really bad, and it smells like Strzok to me.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great, great point. I mean, and they just let it go. In the meantime, they're still going after you. And look at this guy. He starts a GoFundMe page. You're not making a contribution there, I would imagine, Michael Caputo, huh?
Yeah, I'm not. I'd like to make a contribution to him on a jury.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy, he is an example of the swamp weaponized against the president of the United States. He's an example of absolutely what's wrong with this country. And, you know, Joe, I know a lot of FBI agents in the area there listen to your show because I have friends of mine who told me they do. And they are free of this curse now.
Yeah.
They are free of it. They are so many rank-and-file FBI agents are embarrassed by what the political types at the top have done. And now they're free of Peter Strzok. They must feel really, really good about this.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, Michael, because the rank and file of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the men and women that do the stellar job, the day in and the day out, and most of the special agents in charge, I know of Philly and in New York and in Newark, they're doing a spectacular job. And when you get a bad apple like this, man, it makes it look bad for everybody. But this is just an example of what the FBI is. And your point is so well taken. Hey, so when do you think this Mueller probe will wrap up, Michael, in your opinion?
Oh, I don't know. Before the rapture, I hope. I'm not quite sure. They just can't stop themselves. Yeah. I don't get it. And by the way, the Senate and the House.
Yeah.
I mean, the Senate Intelligence Committee is still out there. And I'll tell you, if the House changes hands, Joe, the bogus Russia investigation on the House side is going to restart, and they're going to revisit everything. And all of us who were dragged in for no reason are going to be up for six figures more of legal fees. There is no end in sight, Joe, I'm afraid. And if the House changes, it all starts again.
Yeah. Now, you live, before we let you go, Michael, we appreciate you jumping on the air with us. You live in the Western New York in Chris Collins' district. Were you surprised that he was charged for that insider trading?
Yeah, I was shocked. And in fact, I think it looks incredibly stupid. You know, I mean, I heard a commentator, a former a U.S. attorney, saying it was the most foolish example of insider trading he'd ever seen. And the congressman has left us with a pig in a poke here, but that the eight counties that are represented in New York 27, those Republican Party chairs are meeting tonight out in one of the rural counties to discuss who's going to replace Chris Collins. We don't know if we can even get Chris Collins off the ballot, but we've got a deep bench of 15 people who are all interested in replacing him. Every single one of those Republicans could beat the Democrat who's running. The problem is, if we can't get Chris Collins off the ballot, that Democrat, a progressive from outside the district, may win this district, and it's the most pro-Trump congressional district in the country.
Yeah, well, we hear you loud and clear. Michael Caputo, hey, Michael, so we'll let you go, man. We appreciate you taking the time, as always. But so, you're living your life. You're a strategist for the GOP, a communications advisor to Donald J. Trump. And all of a sudden, they go after you like this. Did you get a chance to enjoy your summer at all, if I can ask?
No, we didn't, unfortunately. I'll tell you, we had a great vacation in the Adirondacks last summer.
Yeah.
But we're going to look back on that fondly, I think, for a couple more years. It's a tough situation. You know what? And, Joe, I complain about this, but there are probably over a dozen people who are in my shoes.
Yep.
And they're all suffering.
Yep. You know, thank you for even thinking of that, because we don't even hear them. Michael, you're welcome here anytime, man. And keep the fight. And you got our airwaves anytime you need it, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. I'll see Frankie Deep Dish at Michael.
I'm ready for you, Michael.
Michael's of Brooklyn.
We'll do the sequel to Get Me Roger Stone. Get Me Michael Caputo.
That's it.
You got it, brother.
Michael Caputo right there. Thank you, Michael. Piscopo, the morning. It's 6:51. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. Mm-hmm. Checking out traffic. Mm-hmm. How we doing this morning, Deb?
Well, let's see what's happening. We had all that flooding yesterday and over the weekend, so you still have a lot of side roads flooded. And over in Brick, we're still seeing a lot of flooding as well, Joe. Looks like Burrsville Road is shut down in Brick, getting out toward the area of Burnt Tavern Road, and flooding as well over on Lanesville Road in Brick, getting up through Herbertsville Road. So pretty tough down in that Brick area and through Wall Township. And also in Howell, we're seeing some closures as well. Let's take a ride, see what's happening at the Hudson River crossings. 15 in at the GWB. Lincoln 25, Holland 25, Garden State Parkway south of 145. An accident there. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you on the Grand Central Parkway east at Utopia Parkway. That's an accident involving a motorcycle, and the ramp is also closed over there. So do watch out for delays. And it looks like emergency activity on the westbound side as well. Let's see what's happening in Connecticut. A problem on 95. It's been out here quite a while now. This is 95 northbound, up by exit 28, getting up into Bridgeport. All lanes closed with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen. Boom! You just created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your own body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon, just one teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. That is why I take Super Beats every single day. I have high blood pressure issues, and it helps keep my blood pressure down. We're talking real, healthy, natural energy. 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beats. Call 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com today.
AM 970 The Answer is excited to announce the Book of the Month giveaway from Regnery Publishing. This month's book is The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President by Sean Spicer. In The Briefing, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer reveals the truth behind some of the biggest news stories of our time and offers a glimpse into what it's like to stand at the press secretary's podium. Enter to win a copy of Sean Spicer's The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Get ready for back to school at Modell's. Champion men's and women's tees and shorts for only $9.99. Unbelievable savings on select Adidas team fleece for men and women, only $29.99. A savings of up to $35. 25% off select Adidas footwear for the family. And 20% off select soccer balls and guards from Adidas and Nike. You have to see our selection of backpacks to believe it. This week only, the JanSport DigiBreak backpack is only $20. 50% off. Visit our stores or Modell's.com for more savings. When you gotta save for back to school, you gotta go to Mo's.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Areas of low clouds and dense fog for a while this morning, then later today, clouds, some sun, and humid with a shower and heavy thunderstorm or two during the afternoon and early evening hours. Today's high about 81. Partly cloudy later tonight, low 70 in Midtown, mid-60s in most suburbs. Tomorrow, sunshine, some clouds, rather hot and humid in the afternoon, high 90. Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid, high again 90. AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Is he still touring? John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yes.
You know, I always was a fan, always appreciated him. Then I got to see him live once at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame years ago when he was inducted at the Hilton, I think it was. And he live, forget about it, he's just spectacular. He is spectacular live.
I saw him, I think he was doing an acoustic set at the Lone Star Roadhouse, which is now closed.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah, he is phenomenal. You forgot how good he really is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like how many hits he put
exactly.
out.
Exactly, right.
Tremendous stuff.
Now, tomorrow you're going, you're doing the thing
tonight? No, the concert's tonight, and I'm off the rest of the week.
And there's rain in the area. We'll keep you abreast
today,
of that.
I'm hoping it doesn't rain tonight for the concert, but, you know, whatever.
You tailgate like 2, 3, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours?
No, we're not getting down. Well, we're leaving at 4, so we won't get down there until about 4:30.
Did you eat the one sandwich you have, will that hold you over for the rest of the day?
No, I'll have a salad when I get home.
Tell me what your mother said when she saw you with Steve out of bottle last night.
So I called her to tell her to put it on because I got the cable channel that, she, you know, she, okay, all right, it's on. I'm watching the BBC. Yep, just keep it on there. Well, that's what's on before Steve out of bottle.
Okay.
So it comes on, and of course, I watched the thing. Nothing edited out. It was fantastic, Steve. Thank you. And then I called my mother afterwards, and I said, what did you think?
Because you did a little tribute to her.
Well, right? Steve asked me about my cancer and the positive message that I had given out. So I mentioned my mom in the thing, and I get on the phone, and I'm thinking I'm going to get this glowing review from my mother. But, of course, knucklehead that I am, 48 years, I should know that my mother's going to come back with something negative. She says, Albert, you were very good. Thank you for the mention. But you're fat. You need to lose weight.
Did she really say that?
I swear to God. I said, Mom.
You're carrying a little extra weight.
That
you're
head.
You're getting a little.
It's I said, well.
Wait. She went from the fat to your head.
The head, because, well, obviously it's bright and big and bald. And so she said, you know, you got to lose weight. I said, but Mom, the camera adds 10 pounds to you. For me, it adds about 50. But all right. I said, but I like the shirt, she says. It was a very nice shirt. I said, that's a high bar shirt.
Yeah, you go. You know. Oh, did you wear a tie?
I wore the high bar shirt.
Good. You wear a tie with Mr. Adubato, not what else. You wear your.
I don't want to look like a slob. We're doing a TV interview. We're on camera.
That's
Steve
Adubato. That's hysterical. And then, you know, you just.
One-on-one.
When your mother says that, she means it in a loving way.
She's been telling me I've been fat for about 35 years, as if I don't know that I'm fat. Like, you know.
Get your money back on that Calitrin.
No.
See? No, he's doing good. You're doing good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm still fat, though.
I think you look great. Please. Yeah. Don't listen. Have you talked to your sister yet?
No.
Nothing at all? Did she call? Did she call say?
For what?
I saw you on the show. She you look good.
You think my sister watches NJTV?
Would you give your sister? Would you give your sister a kidney?
No,
nothing like that.
No.
So we did a little survey, by the way, Matt.
I'm lying.
Matt, no, you
it's my sister. I mean, come on.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I would.
This is big. Like to you. But apparently,
If I didn't have to talk to her,
we did an informal poll. 60% people would not give their kidney to a relative or non-relative. Non-relative.
No.
Thank you, Matt. 60% said no. 40% said they would.
Also, a friend
and
is
an audience of hate
than
you
a
know?
Stranger.
No, smart audience. I'm right with them.
If you're going to give an organ to a stranger, that's really admirable.
Yeah.
As opposed to just a friend. Or
yeah. Well, I'm not giving anything away right now. I need all the help I can get. That's all I do is give away. 6:58 with Joe on the radio. Simon Owen live from London about that crash. You don't want to miss that on Radio Piscopo live from New York City.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.